Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I want to just begin this study by just telling you how much I appreciate the fact that you are studying God's Word, that you're looking into what is it that God has to say to you specifically. God uses His Word to communicate with us about Himself, about His Son Jesus, His salvation plan, the eternal life He has planned for us. He knows that sin has caused death, and He doesn't want us to just perish forever. He wants us to be with Him. And so as we study His Word, we discover that over and over again. And we just are so blessed when we read the Word of God. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise today for Your goodness to us. You've given us life and breath, You sustain our lives, and You've given us Your Word. And not that alone, You've given us Your Holy Spirit that You said would guide us into all truth, and that You would also give us the power to live according to that truth. Lord, we're just blessed today, and I'm just so thankful to You, and I am so, because of what Jesus has done. We ask You, guide us by Your Holy Spirit today as we read Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, When the Comforter is Come. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, and verse 26. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told His disciples, He that hates Me hates My Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both Me and My Father. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated Me without a cause. And in chapter 15 and verse 26 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, But when the Comforter is come, He shall testify of Me. Where we read, But when the Comforter is come, whom I shall send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of Me. The verse reads, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. John began with the words, But when, which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, at the time and moment, the Comforter, or the one who comes alongside, the intercessor, helper, and assistant, is come, which means arises and appears, whom I send unto you, or who I, Jesus, dispatch and assign to you, disciples of Jesus, from the Father, which means apart and separated from the Heavenly Father God, even the Spirit of truth, or who is the third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father and the Son, who is truthful and true in any matter under consideration. John shared how Jesus referred to when He will dispatch the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of truth from God the Father. The verse continues, which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of Me. John added the words, which proceeds, which means who goes forth from the Father or apart from the Heavenly Father God. He shall testify of Me, which means the Comforter, Holy Spirit, will bear witness, affirm, and have a good report concerning Me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus said the Comforter, Spirit of truth, would go forth from the Heavenly Father God and bear witness of Jesus Himself. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus was to dispatch the Holy Spirit who would bear witness of Him to His disciples. Jesus was soon to leave His disciples, and the Holy Spirit would testify about Him when the disciples were without Him. God loves people. His desire is to have a personal relationship with them through His Son, Jesus. The Comforter, Holy Spirit, speaks the truth and leads Jesus' disciples wherever they need to go. Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. Anyone who puts their trust and faith in Him will be saved from the penalty of sins, which is death. The Comforter comes alongside people to convince and convict them of their sins so they will turn to Jesus to be forgiven of them. God's plan for the redemption of mankind continues, and the Comforter bears witness of Jesus, who alone is able to save. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, "You also shall bear witness." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.